new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Watch that video and you will see what the Lord is doing.
The last pamphlet. Every Sunday afternoon, after the morning service in the church, the pastor and his 11-year-old son would go throughout the town and hand out evangelistic pamphlets. One Sunday afternoon, when it came time for the pastor and his son to go to the streets with their pamphlets, it was very cold outside and it was raining a lot. The boy dressed up in warm clothes and said, "Okay, Dad, I'm ready." And his father said, "Ready for what?" "Dad, it's time to gather our pamphlets and go out." His father replied, "Son, it's very cold outside. It's pouring down heavily." The boy looked surprised and asked, "But Dad, will people not go to hell even on rainy days?" His father replied, "Son, I am not going out when it's this cold." Sadly, the boy asked, "Dad, can I go? Please, let me." His father hesitated for a moment and then said, "Okay, son, you can go. Here are the pamphlets. Take care, son."
"Thanks, Dad."
Then he went out into the rain. This 11-year-old boy walked from door to door of that city, giving out pamphlets to everyone he saw. After walking for 2 hours in the rain, he was soaking wet, but had one last pamphlet left. He stopped on a corner and looked for someone to hand the pamphlet to, but the streets were totally deserted. Then he turned towards the first house he saw and walked from the sidewalk to the door and rang the bell. He rang the bell, but no one answered. He rang again, but no one opened the door. He waited, but there was no answer. Finally, this 11-year-old soldier turned his back to leave, but something stopped him. Again, he turned to the door, rang the bell, and knocked even louder on the door. He waited. Something was keeping him on that porch. He rang again, and this time the door opened. Slowly, standing in the doorway was an elderly lady who looked very sad. She asked kindly,
"What can I do for you, my son?"
With radiant eyes and a smile that lit up her world, this little boy said,
Ma'am, forgive me if I'm disturbing you, but I just want to say that Jesus loves you very much, and I came here to give you my very last pamphlet, which will tell you all about Jesus and his great love."
Then he handed her his last pamphlet and turned his back to leave. She called him and said,
"Thank you, son, and may God bless you so much."
Well, the following Sunday morning in church, his father, the pastor, was behind the pulpit, and as the service began, he asked, "Does anyone have a testimony or something to share?" Slowly, in the back row of the church, an elderly woman stood up. As she began to speak, a glorious look transcended her face.
"Nobody knows me in this church. I've never been here before. You see, before last Sunday, I was not a Christian. My husband passed away some time ago, leaving me completely alone in this world. Last Sunday, being a particularly cold and rainy day, I had decided in my heart to end my life. I had no hope or will to live, so I took a rope and a chair and went down the stairs to the attic of my home. I tied the rope to a beam in the roof. I stood on the chair and fastened the other end of the rope around my neck. Standing on that chair, so lonely and broken-hearted, I was about to jump off the chair. when suddenly the sound of the front doorbell startled me. I thought, I'll wait a minute and whoever it is will go away. I waited and waited, but the bell was persistent and seemed to sound louder and louder. Then whoever was ringing the bell also started knocking on the door very loudly. So I thought, who in this world can it be? For a long time, nobody has ever rung my bell or come to see me. So I loosened the rope from my neck and I went to the door, while the bell rang louder and louder. When I opened the door and saw who it was, I could not believe it, because on my front porch was the most radiant and angelic little boy I have ever seen in my life. His smile, oh, I could never describe it to you. The words that came from his mouth caused my heart, which was dead a long time ago, to leap to life as he said with a cherub-like voice, "Ma'am, I just came to tell you that Jesus loves you." Then he handed me this pamphlet, which I hold in my hands. As the little angel disappeared into the cold rain, I closed the door and read every word on this pamphlet. So I went up to the attic to get my rope and chair. I would not need them anymore. You see, I am now a very happy daughter of the King of Glory. Since the address of your church was on the back of this pamphlet, I came here to personally say thank you. Personally to the angel of God who at the right time delivered my soul from spending eternity in hell.
Everyone in the church had tears in their eyes. And as shouts of praise and honor to the King echoed throughout the building, the pastor came down from the pulpit and headed towards the front row where his little angel was sitting. He took his son in his arms and sobbed uncontrollably. It is likely that no church has ever had such a glorious moment, and probable that such a glorious example of a father's love and honor for his son has ever been seen on earth. Except for one other. This father also allowed his son to go to a cold, dark world. He received his son back with unspeakable joy. All heaven shouted praises and honor to the King. This father has placed his beloved son on a throne above all principalities and power, and has given him a name which is above every other name. Blessed.
Thank you, Mike. The love of God. You've got a message today. Not from the minister, but from a message. Yes? Daniel. Daniel's got a message for us.
I would like to greet you all in the name of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. I would like to greet you all in the name of our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Three little words. Jesus loves you. Three little words. Jesus loves you. Two words. Go. Make. Two words. Go. Make. What a difference it makes in people's lives. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Go. Go. And make. We have seen it all. The video showed it all. You all know very well, I love sports. I started sports. And I am sporty. Amen? It all happens in the house of the Lord. But I would like you, I would kindly ask you to do 4 exercises for me. I will kindly ask you to do 4 things for me today. Just for me today. It's all acceptable in your Father's house. So the first exercise is, I would like to separate people who usually sit together in the church. I would like to separate people who usually sit together in the church. Thank you for doing that exercise. Kelsa, is that time correct? What time is it? What time is it? Sorry. Oh, I can't see. All right, fine. Sorry, what's the official? Just tell me the time. Past 11. Okay, fine. All right. So that's the official time, 24 past 11. Okay, fine. All right. Second one, I'll ask people to move around and just spend a minute telling each other about what God has done in your life. Just a minute. Just in 1 minute. And then the third exercise. Thank you. When we do exercises, sometimes we have to quickly look at the one who's asking us to do exercises. Sometimes you might overdo them and get injured. So try to look at who, the instructor. Then the third exercise is, I'll ask you to spread out in the church. And that will be your sitting position. Spread out in the church. Spread out in the church. There are so many empty spaces. Spread out in the church. There are empty spaces there. Oh, thanks, Tony. I like Tony. He spread himself out. No, oh, Mike Trek, thank you. Spread yourself. Spread yourself. Okay. And then the last exercise. How many times do you talk about someone you love? How many times do you talk about someone you love? Just share this with the person next to you. Do not stand. You can share where you are.
First person is going to be Jesus. The second person is going to be Rose.
Thank you. First is Jesus. Second, my family. Yes, thank you. The, as Excuse me. The exercise, how many times do you talk about someone you love? It's the number of times, not who you love. We got it wrong here. Yes. It's allowed? I said the number of times you talk about someone you love. Let's get on. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for doing those four exercises. The first exercise, which I said, can you all hear me? The first exercise, which I said, separate people who usually sit together in the church. I did that. I only wanted you to feel how I feel when I sit on my own and Gilson is preaching. But most importantly, you are not going to be together all the times when you are out for a mission. You remember what I said? Three words. And these three words need people to take them somewhere. You will need to go. And not all the time will I go with Gilson. I have gone to several churches talking about the word of God, but not with Gilson. There are times when you will say those three little words on your own without the next person sitting to you. And in order for us to reach to the community, we will need to spread out. We are church, we are family, but we are here for those who are out there. And we will need to spread out in order for them to hear this special word. Jesus loves you. We all come from different places, Langdon Hills, Langdon, and those who call themselves Rich Upper the Aid 127, you know them. But the banner that we will all carry is Jesus loves you. So we will need to spread out. Think of what we have done out, and you will apply that wherever you go. Go and make. We have been commanded to do so by God. At the beginning of the service, I did ask people to go around in the church. Some did, some didn't. But I will not ask you why you didn't or why you did. But remember this. Imagine how God feels when he commands us to do something and we don't. And God uses other people, uses different things. The whole universe belongs to him. It might come like, oh, Jenia, who is she? But remember, we are all vessels to be used for the kingdom of God. Remember how Jesus would feel when he commands us to do something and we don't. And the second thing is, I'm pretty certain that Jesus will not send you to a place where he wouldn't go himself, bearing in mind that he's always with us. We know Hebrews 13 verse 5b says, I'll never sleep nor slumber. I'll give you a short testimony of a Zimbabwean lady who all she had was $200 to go and order things for her market store. And she traveled to Mozambique to go and do that, order her goods. And while she was there, she was conned by people. And she went to a tree and cried and said, Lord, your word says you never sleep nor slumber. Why has this happened to me? Why did you sleep? And the person who stole that lady's money came saying, I have done it to other people, but I want to give you back your money. My chest was burning. I was at a point where I thought I'm going to die. Here is your money. Jesus never sleeps, nor slumbers. We are out for a mission, and he will never send you where he will not be there. I said, church, we are here for those who are out there. And we should be in a congregation that meets the needs of the community we live in. We know doctors, nurses, we know their duties, and we know if they do something wrong, they are answerable. And some of them, they lose their jobs. But here we are called children of God. We are called by his name. But we do not do what he does ask us to do. What is the end result? If you don't get that message across, three little words, Jesus loves you. We saw it on the video, the effects of those words. Jesus loves you, saved someone's life. Jesus loves you. So why can't we talk about his love to others? I've heard people talk about how long they've been together, how long they've been married, how long they've done this together. But I haven't heard them say for how long they have been in the Lord or for how long they have known the Lord. And how do we meet the needs of these people? I know prayer is the first weapon that we need. But we will need to go. If I ask you your neighbors, can you identify your neighbors? Can you identify the people that you live around you? Church, we come here and gather, but we are needed more outside there, and we will need to go. How you will go, Jesus is with you. How you will make, he is with you. He will equip you to do his work. For example, there's an aunt who lives in Venge. Most of the time, we know there are police cars roaming around that place. And we know it's a place full of people who take drugs. So we will need to be in the street praying for them. But this time, you pray with your eyes open, praying for that area. We need to be people who go there instead of coming in the church only. You see a house with 10 locks on the gates and doors, and the doormat says, welcome. You pray for that house. Why 10 locks? If you that welcoming, there must be a problem. Pray for that house. Through prayer, God will give you the ability to meet those needs. Strategies will also come when we have recognized the need. You should be able to share your testimonies, telling them that Jesus loves them, and also tell them what God has already done for them. Jesus loves you, so why can't you tell the next person that Jesus loves them? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I am. And I can pass that to any person in the street. Jesus loves you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Mother Teresa said, at the end of our lives, we will not be judged by how many diplomas we have received, how much money we have made, or how many great things we have done. We will be judged by how many souls will bear witness for us and say, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was naked and you clothed me. I was homeless and you gave me shelter. As I conclude, I would like to say to you, if Jesus is our primary focus, the words Jesus loves you should not depart in our mouths. If we obey the command, go and make, we will serve the purpose for which we have been called to. Thank you. May God bless you all.
Thank you, Jania, for sharing with us. As we close our service, we are going to sing our closing hymn.